On Monday, someone who calls themselves Y. Woodman Brown left this comment on a Washington Post article about the heartbleed bug. Quote, I couldn't give a flying fig about the heartbleed thingamajig. 2 years already this thing's been running loose, and not a word of someone crying over its damage. Say, does anybody really know its origin? Russian crackers? Seattle high schoolers? The NSA? Yahoo's marketing department? Read all the email that I have. Sneak into my WAPO, NYT, or CNN accounts and go crazy making comments in my name. Break into my Facebook and Twitter profiles and change my hometown to Gas City, Indiana. Swap out my avatar with a picture of your nads. Make friends with people I don't know. He then posted two passwords he uses across most of his online presence. Other posters warned him this was probably not the brightest idea, and the Washington Post quickly removed the comment, but it's really not difficult to figure out what happened next. Within hours, people had gotten control of his Facebook, his Tumblr, his WordPress blog, his DeviantArt account. The person who took control of his Twitter account changed his location to Gas City, Indiana. Washington Post writer Brian Fung spun an entire article out of Y. Woodman Brown's comment, using it as a cautionary tale on internet security hubris. I knew I had to get in touch with him, but I didn't really know where to begin. Online, Y. Woodman Brown's a bit of a cipher. He has a robust online presence. He leaves comments all over the place. On sports sites, on political sites, he's on Huffington Post, and of course he's on the Washington Post. But there's barely any information about who he actually is out there on the internet. And try as I might, I couldn't find an email address for him. So I tried getting in touch with the people I knew would be most likely to have his personal info. The folks who hijacked his accounts.
Hello.
Hi, this is Alex. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
This is Katie. She now controls Y. Woodman Brown's Twitter account. I don't know anything about her other than that she's a college student, and she thinks this is all very funny.
All I did was take someone's password and log into their account and take their Twitter, and if you want to interview me for that, that's awesome.
So if you could do me a favor, could you tell me how you found out about Woodman Brown?
So everyone's heard of the whole heartbleed bug thing. So I typed it into Google, and I found a news article on it, and I was looking at the comments, because comments are always pretty amusing to look at. And there was one that stood out, and this guy, and he's being like, "Ah, all you Americans are so paranoid, you know, everyone's freaking out." And okay, I understand that, but then he did this thing where he put his passwords on his comment and said, "Hey, come hack me," or whatever, you know, hacking, whatever it is. I was like, that's not real, but I'm just going to try it. And I tried it, and it worked. I mean, this guy doesn't use his Twitter ever, but it goes back to 2012, I think. And, well, I guess I'd rather take it and post stupid things on it than have someone take it and ruin this guy's life, because, of course, he doesn't deserve that.
So, in a way, you're like a benevolent thief.
I guess so. That fits me pretty well, I guess. A benevolent thief.
What's your plan for this? Are you just going to hang on to it forever? Are you ever going to post on it again?
Well, what I wanted to do last night, this is what I thought of, and I'm still working on it, but take song lyrics everyone knows, and just modify them about taking a Twitter, taking passwords, and just post a new one every day.
Do you have any ideas so far?
Well, the first one should be From My Heart Will Go On, because that is a great song. That's a fantastic song. Come on.
So one of the things I wanted to do as part of this was get in touch with Woodman Brown, but I have no idea how to contact him. So I'm curious, since you have the keys to his Twitter account, do you know how I could get in touch with him?
I can give you his email, but I'm guessing it's been compromised. I'm guessing most of the things have been compromised.
Yeah, if you could give me his email, that would be amazing. In my perfect world, in my dream, the way that this story ends is with me finding Y. Woodman Brown. And in a double extra perfect world, Y. Woodman Brown will say, I'm totally unrepentant about this. I'm totally don't regret having done this. I think it was a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. That'd be hilarious. I hope he just responds with YOLO.
Katie passed along an email address, and I sent an email that began, Dear person who's probably taken over Y. Woodman Brown's email account, in the hopes that they could lead me back to the man himself. So I was surprised when I got this email back. It read, Alex, nobody took over my account. That's my point. Real criminals aren't out there hijacking Gmail accounts. Only pranksters. And only when you freaking invite them. Otherwise, you're perfectly safe. And that is how I met Woody Brown.
In the olden days, nobody even locked their front doors, not in the neighborhood that I grew up in. And the choice is either live behind the locked door or don't. And to me, freedom is choosing not to live behind the locked door.
You know, I think that the way that this story was told on the internet was sort of an idiot who posted his password and then got his comeuppance. Does it bother you that that's the way that that story was told?
I expect it. It's the conventional view. I suppose I did get my comeuppance, if you consider that somebody then walked into my accounts on Facebook and added an extra page that said, boy, are you stupid. I don't know. I'm inviting you in. I don't think that some Russian mob guy who invents something like the heartbleed bug is going to waste his time looking for my money. I think he's after bigger fish to fry. I think that what I'm risking is teenage prank. Ha ha ha, I've tagged your account. And what does that amount to?
But, you know, you exist online as Y. Woodman Brown, which is your real name. And when I found your name, I looked all over the internet and I found comments by you. And you gave people the keys to write on the internet as you. Weren't you concerned about your reputation as Y. Woodman Brown?
No, I guess not. I guess not. I suppose if Y. Woodman Brown was actually somebody in this world, I might have thought twice. But since I'm just your average Joe, that didn't occur to me.
I'm actually curious, if you don't mind telling me, I found your presence all over the internet, but there's very little on it about you. It's mostly you commenting on things. And I was curious, you know, who you are. Not, you know, your address, but where you live and sort of what you do. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
No, that's okay. I'm just a technical writer.
And what do you do with your free time?
What do I do with my free time?
I'm so interested in the person who gave his passwords on Washington Post. I just think that it takes a level of bravery that I couldn't begin to muster. I think that what you did was so courageous, even though to you it just seemed like an act of, I'd say, defiance, maybe?
I guess during most of life, I'm a low-risk guy because you won't find me bungee jumping. And you won't find me doing clips that show up on Tosh.0. Believe me, I'm not daring enough to try that stuff and end up causing me a Tosh-worthy accident. I know a bit what you mean about bravery. There was this movie that came out. I don't know how old you would have been. It's, how long ago was it? Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, I remember that. It was from the late 80s, I think.
Yeah, okay. So the moment that defines the movie, actually, there's a scene where Robin Williams is teaching English as a second language to a group of people. He's talking to an elderly man, and he's saying to this elderly man, I'm attacking you. I have a spoon, and I'm attacking you with my spoon. What do you do? So he says, I'm sitting here. I do nothing. And Robin Williams says, "Well, I'm coming after you. I've got my spoon. I'm going for you. I'm about to kill you." And the man said something like, "Then I am dying." What he's saying is, I subscribe to peace. So if you truly have the incivility to attack me to the point of death, then what I'm doing is I'm dying. Real bravery is staying committed to your principles, even if it means your own death. That's quite extreme. I'm not sure that I'm that far along, but I understand the theory.
Wow. You took me on a real journey with that answer. Now comes the confession period of this discussion. The way I found your email address is that I actually reached out to the person who hijacked your Twitter account.
Oh, that's okay. You don't get to be 53 and put your password on the Washington Post and not expect that something's going to happen.
TLDR was produced this week by PJ Vogt and me, Alex Goldman. No funny names. Our executive producer is Kat Splodgers. Our engineer is the defocalizer Jen Munson. The theme song is by the incredibly talented Breakmaster Cylinder. It's pretty late tonight. We're getting a little slap happy. You can find TLDR on Twitter at TLDR. You can find me and PJ on Twitter at agoldmund, that's A-G-O-L-D-M-U-N-D, and at PJ Vogt. I think you should probably follow me and not PJ, because I am a kind, gentle man, and PJ is a horrible monster. You can find more TLDR at tldr.onthemedia.org. And in case you forgot, we are TLDR. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.